it off the "You're great."
Now I get that now.
Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, no, I understood the reference, Adam. I just didn't get where you were going. Dingleberries. I don't have my
drive.
I don't have my external drive on me, or else I'd try to find.
So what I think happened.
Anti-Scott here, Dingleberries.
Here's
clip.
What I think happened.
Yes. What?
When a blank studio was on the stream for 2 hours on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. We should explain. So the other night, someone in level 13, I think it was Mel, asked, it's like, is there a reason that Adam has been live streaming his office? And so I go look on YouTube, and on the Mix Minus channel, you're just live
Auntie
streaming
Scott asked.
Your office. No. Auntie Scott asked in the Pride 48 channel, but Mel asked earlier in the Pride, in the level 13 channel. They both asked, but at different times. But my point is that, you were, that's how I knew the answer for you, Auntie Scott. Like when Auntie Scott asked in Pride 13, I immediately responded because I knew the answer. Anyway, actually Zach and I watched it for like 2 or 3 minutes. We're just like, I wonder what's, and I'm texting Adam. I'm just like, by the way, you're like, and he's like, oh, I'm not even home. And I'm just like,
I get millions of views. Cause everybody's wanting to know, like, is he ever going to come on camera? Like,
that's right.
What's going to happen?
Did that move? What moved?
So anyway, I was going to say what I think happened is for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is correct, and I have not researched it enough to be able to say for sure, but it seems to only work. The streaming to YouTube only seems to work when I go to YouTube and go to Creator Studio and start a live show first.
Okay.
And then I hit the button on my Blackmagic thing to go on air.
Speaking of which, did you stop the show on YouTube?
I did. It is stopped. That's what made me think of this, actually. So last Friday night when we stopped, I ended the stream on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I never hit the off button on the Blackmagic. And I think it was reconnecting to YouTube. Now, what I don't know is why it didn't just keep streaming, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Or if it was connecting, why did it wait until 2 days later? Or something. It was really weird.
And it was like for 2 hours and 9 minutes.
So I don't know. I need to research that because I'm sure they have documentation that tells you, like, because I thought you didn't even have to go to YouTube, that you could just hit on air and connect.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to always work for me. So
I mean, mine's connected. Anyway. I'm connected to you through the Ethernet. So in theory, you could be watching my camera at any time. Because I still have it plugged in.
Oh.
So in theory.
You're streaming your, that's using a lot of bandwidth if you're doing that.
I'm just saying it's on. I'm not streaming. You remember I connected to your, I see. I have to connect to you manually. Like I'd have to push a button to do that, right?
Yeah, you have to hit on air.
Oh, yeah, then I'll do that. So, yeah.
And if you hit on air, I will see your feed in as one of my cameras.
So if I do this, if I press on air right now, then you'll see it. So it's blinking. It's not solid yet.
If I have that on.
I don't know if you have it on or not.
Yeah, it's on. But
well, I'll hit off. it won't turn off. There it goes. It's off.
Yep. Anyway, I had not hit the off button, and I think that's what happened.
I would unplug it, that Ethernet, but I had to put in a little hub underneath my desk to feed the Ethernet up to it, and it's warm, so instead of me running my heater, I can just put my feet on that little hub down there, and it's nice and warm.
So is the camera that I'm seeing going through the ATEM?
Yes.
Okay, so you are still using, so like, because you stopped doing for a while you were doing the Pride 48 logo and stuff when you played the.
Oh, that was because
you're not doing that now.
I'm not because that lap worktop died and they had to replace it with a new work laptop and I just never moved the files over to it to play. And honestly, I didn't think that experiment worked very well. And it's part of my editing process now to just mark where I put the overlays. Because there's just two of them. It's just the contact and the other one. I have to tinkle. I'll be right back.
Okay. So let's see. So Auntie Scott, you were checking back to see if you were missing something. I don't know. That was, you know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing I don't do anything in this studio. When I say anything, like I'm never naked in this studio. We'll just put it that way. So that's good, because that would be so embarrassing if it had connected to YouTube and I was, you know, doing something. That only happens in bathrooms or the bedroom downstairs. I've gotten to that age. I'm not getting naked anywhere else in the house. Oh, except the hot tub. The hot tub also. But what was for dinner tonight, Auntie Scott? We had spaghetti, because I haven't had spaghetti in a while. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do spaghetti. And I just use a jarred sauce, but I doctor a little. Like I saute onions before and then brown my meat and add the bottle, but then I add some extra stuff.
What happened over and over like a fucking moron? What happened?
Philly cheesesteak they had for dinner, and he came back over and over to see if anything was happening on the stream that day.
Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah. And I was saying we had spaghetti for dinner, so.
You know what I had? You know what I had last weekend on my cheat day?
What?
I think I had mentioned to you that I had this craving for like garlic bread and spaghetti.
Oh yeah, you did. You did say that.
So I did. I went out and I bought like a big loaf of a baguette, and I made my famous garlic toast. And then I just made the sauce. I didn't give a shit about the noodles. I just made the spaghetti sauce. And yeah, I put pulled the toasted garlic bread out of the oven and just ladled a little bit of the pizza sauce over it and had like an open face sandwich and everything. It was delicious. It was quite good.
I have, when we have leftovers, I have actually put spaghetti, like bolognese sauce, we'll say, on a piece of toast.
Ian has
and had it like an open faced. What?
I said Ian has entered the room.
Okay. Hi, Ian. Wonder if Ian would get excited and piss on my shoe if I saw him.
He would not.
Like Tabitha.
He would not. He would run and hide because, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's a
scaredy cat. Yeah, so Fatty isn't doing pink carpet. I asked him on like Monday and he was just like, let me think about it because I have Friday at Fatty's going on. And I was like, okay, well, I need to know by Friday so I can make other arrangements. And he was like, okay. So he messaged like yesterday and basically said, I think I have to pass on the pink carpet. See if Nessa or TJ or Taffy could do it. And I'm just like, I don't want to do a pink carpet. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that was his thing and that's fine. I like the pink carpet, but that's not the thing that I would choose to do, so I'll do something else.
Yeah, do something else. That's fine. Kathy Marshall asked, does Tabitha piss on you or just on the floor? Well, if I on wherever she pisses, well, like it just wherever it happens to land.
If you're the floor, once, does she piss on you?
Yeah. I mean, not if her vajayjay is near you, like, you know.
So she pees out of her vajayjay?
Or whatever they pee out of, Daniel. I don't know. Yeah, it's up in there, isn't it?
Did you never watch Orange?
Did you ever watch Orange
is the New Black? Like there was a whole segment.
But I don't remember anything about that.
There was
that,
a whole segment of that in the shower where they were like going like, what do you mean I have a pee hole? And they were like in there with like mirrors and stuff. Like,
yeah, I mean, I know that, but it's up in there. The hole is up in there.
I am blissfully unaware of these things, Adam.
It's up in there, so it's not like it's a separate appendage. Well, I mean, it is. Oh, I don't know. I'm not a woman.
I don't know.
I'm gay.
I'm gay, damn it.
I'm gay.
I'm gay. Know.
But yeah, Tabitha. You can't control yourself any
longer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say what?
I was almost to the point where one song ends. Have you ever listened? You know, back in the day when they had these things called cassettes or CDs. Albums, you know, where you would have a whole 12 to 15 songs from the same artist and you would buy it.
Yeah.
So have you ever listened to something so much that you remember what the next song is?
Yeah.
So I believe that album is one of those that I listened to so much with my stepdad that you could, if it got to the end of that song, I could probably tell you, oh yeah, the next song was whatever. All the Mariah Carey songs, like her early albums especially, I can sing right from one to the other without, like, you don't even have to tell me. Also, there is a drawing of a vagina.
I know, I see that.
In the chat room. I feel like
my dad. Like
we were supposed to move those naked stuff over to porn 48.
That's not porn. It's for informational purposes. He's showing you where the urethral opening is as opposed to the vaginal opening.
I mean, it's in the same canal.
I don't want to know. I don't care.
What's the word for the hole? Because if the vagina is just part of the opening, what's the word for the opening? Because I thought the word for the opening was the vagina.
Vulva.
I mean, I just want to. They're all. Everything is up in there. They're all inside the cave or whatever. It's called.
Where's the
Victoria Vulva? I drive the Crown Victoria Vulva.
Where's the whatever happened to that song? Your penis is what boys have down anus. Below.
Yeah.
Why can't I find that song? Anyway, what was I going to say? I don't know what I was going to say. I have no idea what I was going to say. What were we talking about before we got sidetracked by the vaginal?
Well, Tabitha thing. And the fact that she pees and your cat. And I was asking
was
if your cat
even
peed.
That. I don't remember what I was going to talk about, Adam. It's probably not important. I will try to write down some trivial questions for your game show.
Yeah, do it.
But move those two shows if you're going to put the. Social Hour before the other one, and for God's sake, send out the newsletter with the schedule.
Okay, will do, Mom.
I'm just saying.
I did email the shows. I just forgot to do another newsletter.
That's fine. But it's fine. I know. I was talking about Fatty not doing the. Yeah, I think I was done with that. But
you were done. Yeah, you said you're going to do something. So
I don't know what I'm going to do. But yeah, I'll figure out something to do. Who knows?
You can play with your anus.
I can't find that song. I don't know. Yes, I'm aware of that, Auntie Scott. And thank you for that. I don't know why his nose is out of joint.
Me either.
I mean, it could just be tired of doing it, right?
Could be.
Like he left the leather club for the same reason, right? He was just tired of doing it. You can only do things for so long before you're just like, you know what? I'm volunteering to do this. I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't know. So what are your plans for the weekend?
I have no plans. We are going to a Johnny Swim concert on Tuesday, but that is not part of the Memorial Day weekend. I took the screens off of my windows today. I need to.
So you're going to do chores?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
you need to wash the windows?
Well, all right. So this cat in our neighborhood had gotten up into the windows and our cats started having like this window fight with her. And okay. All of these, and so the cat on the outside is not declawed and is neither are ours. But anyway. She's on the screen side, and she basically just ripped all kind of holes in our screens.
So you're replacing the screens.
I have to go find some YouTube videos on how to replace the screen inside the frame stuff. I know there's like a little tool you can buy it down at Home
Depot. You can just buy new screen. Like
I'm not going to go buy a new frame. That would have to match my... I already have the frame for the windows. I just need to replace the screen.
I thought you would just buy that whole square piece with the... I didn't realize you could replace the mesh.
Well, yeah, because those aren't necessarily standard sizes.
Well, I understand that, but wherever you bought your window or whatever, oh, you could go to
them. It came with
the
house. I didn't build this house.
You know, the Volvo X5000 window at this dimension. Can you send me the screen portion?
Right. No.
Is what I thought.
It's held into place by tension with this little tiny like rubber gasket that goes around it. And you pull the rubber gasket off. And then you lay the new screen on. And then there's a tool that you use that pushes the gasket back down. It's like a little wheel tool that you just trace around the outside and it pushes the...
I see.
The screen in.
Is this like something they did it during the Depression? I mean, is this one of those like, oh yeah, if you didn't have pie crust, you could take saltine crackers and you could spit on them. And then you could crush them up and they add a little moisture. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. Would most people just go buy a new thing? Is that because I didn't know this. If my screen broke, I would try to replace the whole chamille.
See, now that anus.
Not the whole window.
The colon and the anus are part of the tube that I talked about earlier. But the vagina up going up to the ovaries, that's a cave. I just thought it was interesting. The thing that interests me is that when you think about it, your body, the part where your heart and your lungs and your organs are and stuff like that, is sealed off from the outside world. Like there's no way to get to those things without absorbing through a cell wall, because the only thing that goes into your body is basically just a big tube. It goes all the way through your system, but it doesn't actually ever interact with your heart or your lungs or your,
so that means if someone had a big enough dick, they could fuck you and then it come out your mouth.
No, because there's no, because your large intestine is like super long. It's like, it's crazy. Like, it's not a straight tube.
Theoretically.
And if you had a Roto-Rooter thing.
Like that. Yeah, that. That stretchy guy.
I don't know that you could go in through the butt and come out the mouth, but I definitely know that you could go in through the mouth and out through the butt, because that's the way the system is designed, right? There may be some musculature that won't allow it to go back the other way. You know what I'm saying?
Kathy Marshall says, I try not to think about cat anuses.
How's that going? Is that working? Like trying not to think? Does that work? Is it like Adam trying not to shake his leg? Does it work?
Do you ever think people who go to the chat room after a Friday, the mix, and just see the random shit that people are saying with no context at all. They just go to Discord and they see Kathy Marshall saying, I try not to think about cat anuses.
That's true.
I mean, you got to be wondering, like, what the hell were they talking about?
No idea.
What were they doing?
Did you see the artwork I was going to use? I forgot to post the video on YouTube.
Of?
Our show. I posted it on Spotify, you know, which is how most people listen, but it's like I never actually replaced the video until today. But I needed artwork for the thumbnail. And so if you scroll way the fuck back up, let me just copy and paste it again. This is the artwork that I was going to use for the thumbnail when I uploaded it right before the show, so I haven't published it yet. This is the thumbnail image that I'm working. Oh my God. How do I get to the, that was way the fuck up. Here, I posted. There you go. I pasted it in current. That's the artwork.
That's nice.
I said, make artwork for a gay podcast about not swinging your eye sacks and fantasy Iceland high definition or highly detailed.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. We're going to do also nothing on the weekend. I don't know. We'll have restaurant of the week tomorrow night. I booked a reservation at a nice place.
Nice. Maybe we could do some.
Called Conifer.
Maybe we could go eat somewhere special tomorrow night.
But we're not going anywhere.
Where would I? Else? I don't know where I would go and eat. But the yeah, we're not really don't really have any. What is this Labor Day? Yeah, we don't really have any Labor Day plans.
It's so here's the menu. This is the menu. Okay.
Okay.
Starters.
Starter.
Beets, chili, smoked peanut butter, and radish.
Wait, what? Beets?
Beets, chili, smoked peanut butter, and radish.
Okay. Are those three separate things? Or, like, is there a... Does it beets?
There's no picture. It's just...
No. Is there a comma between those three things?
Yeah, beets, comma.
Okay, okay.
Chili, smoked peanut butter, comma,
I'm just like,
radish.
All I'm hearing is beets, chili, smoked peanut butter, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Okay.
Then they have a Cobb salad with ranch, egg, bacon, pickled onion. They have rolls with whipped butter. They have scalloped leeks, molasses, feta, and pepitas. Then they have a al pastor cauliflower, vegan mole, cilantro, and peanuts. Fried squash, pimento cheese, pickles, and dill.
Is this a vegan restaurant?
No.
I haven't heard any
their
meat.
Menu is kind of, these are all starters, but their menu is kind of weird how they're just giving ingredients.
Yeah.
Anyway, A&A apples, burrata, arugula mint. These must be salads, I bet. And then a mushroom. And then there's a mushroom flatbread, duck cell, lion's mane, pickled onion, garlic, and smoke.
I'm still not hearing any meat.
The entrees, they have a half chicken.
Oh, okay.
With romesco, pepper relish, almonds, and herbs.
Okay.
A nudie, arugula pesto, sunflower seeds, preserved lemon, poppy seed. A squash, black bean, zucchini, salsa, matcha, pickled onion, tofu puree. They have a trout with braised fennel, onions, apple, and celery velouté. They have a lamb and beef merguez meatball with cumin, rice, leeks, and pickled onion. And they have vatavan yogurt and sesame. Oh, sorry. It's also, sorry, cumin, rice, leeks, pickled onion, vatavan, which I'm not, vatavan yogurt, and sesame.
Wow.
And it says, ask about our dessert selection. So it sounds kind of froofy.
Yeah. Sounds you know very, it sounds saying? Very boogie.
It sounds, so we'll see if we like it or not. But it was in Southern Living's, like, it was number two in their top restaurants for 2023. Southern states or something.
It sounds, I mean, just being honest, it sounds very vegetarian, you know.
Oh, number two in Southern Living magazine in the South's best new restaurants. I mean, they have meat. You heard half chicken.
We've got the meats.
Lamb and beef and trout.
Do not swing your eyes, Sax. I have to make sure I get this posted.
I will never get used to the way Daniel abbreviates bourgeoisie. Bourgeoisie.
What? How I abbreviate it? No.
Bougie?
Because you couldn't spell bourgeois. Bougie. You spelled it boogie.
I think she's just referring to the fact that you're shortening the word bourgeois or bourgeoisie or whatever, however you say it. That your bougie is just a shortening of, you know.
Ah, I see.
Is what she's saying, I believe.
Got it.
Could be wrong.
Public. All right. Yeah. It's posted.
The menu does sound, it's very just, you're going to have beets, peanut butter, kefir lime, goat ball sack, and cheddar cheese. And you're like, okay, is there like a name for that?
I say boogie because Adam spells it that way. Let's see. An elderly gay man eating dinner on a TV tray while watching his laptop computer.
I was telling Mark earlier.
Play YouTube.
He watches all these shows on Netflix that are from other countries and they've dubbed them with people speaking English. And we've talked about this before. I cannot stand when the voices are off from the lips in a show.
Yes.
And that could be, they could be speaking English, but the lips just be slightly off. And I mean, I'm like the princess and the pea. I can tell it is like, they could be the microsecond of an off and I cannot watch it. Like, I cannot, if the, sometimes, you know, I watch videos in my car, and if it connects to the Bluetooth, there is a lag on the car Bluetooth between the video and the audio. I can't do it. Anyway, so these dubbed, it's the same because they're speaking Japanese or something, and their words are English, and they don't match. And so you just see the mouths like, blah, 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 I went and ate a peach or whatever, you know, and it's totally doesn't match up at all. And it drives me crazy.
That doesn't, it, you know, drives I don't think I noticed the lips as much. We're a subtitle household here. So a lot of times I'm reading and I don't necessarily watch the lips. But the thing I do notice on dubbing is the stark sound difference. Like the,
Oh, that too.
Yeah. It's like all the background noise is Foley'd and it's.
That too bothers me. That also bothers me. But what I was saying is the AI, the thing that I was telling Mark was they need to train an AI to go in
and change and the
manipulate
mouth.
Yeah. The, and change the mouth.
Yeah. They
to
do
match
that.
Whatever language is being spoke. So you have, and they could even, they're even almost to the point now where they could just generate the voice as well. Generate the voice and manipulate the lips in the video. There you go.
So I asked Midjourney to give me a picture of an elderly gay man eating dinner on a TV tray while watching his laptop computer play YouTube.
Okay.
Look at,
it looks
look,
like he's look eating the, pasta off of his laptop.
I know. I was going to say, look at the top, the top left one. The dude is like got... He's using his laptop as a plate. It's like he's got spaghetti.
And he's holding a Nintendo Switch or something. He's holding something.
It looks like a knife or a fork or something.
Why is he holding it with two hands?
Because he's an elderly man. And then the right below him is like this dude who apparently has like a bottle of his own urine on his desktop there and has got the largest plate of pasta I've ever seen in my life. Like that's like 7 inches tall. It's like, and he's just,
yeah,
he's not eating.
It's
he's like sucking on his thumb or something. It's weird. And then we go to the photo realistic ones over here. I like this guy in the bottom right. He just looks confused. He's like, his laptop's not on. He's got food He's on like, a paper how plate.
How did I get to the Facebook?
He's did like, I get the, how do I turn remember, this on?
I remember a conversation with my grandma when she was on her laptop and she was trying to get to Facebook and she didn't know what a browser was. And I was, she's like, no, it's an app, Facebook. I need to open the Facebook application. I'm like, no. You need to, and trying to explain to her what a browser was. Mm-hmm. I don't know that she ever fully understood.
She doesn't know.
Well, she's dead now, so she doesn't. But
that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. I love that commercial. Do you remember that commercial?
I don't know if I do. I'm trying to.
That's not. This...
I mean, I haven't been a commercial watcher for a long time because back in the DVR days, I would skip the commercials.
It was
from the minute DirecTV started offering that, I was skipping commercials.
It was a commercial for, I don't even remember what it was for.
Although now you get commercials even on streaming. The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
It was for Esurance.
Subaru.
This is how old this is. It was for Esurance 8 years ago. Here's the commercial. I think you've seen it. Here's the commercial.
Instead of mailing everyone my vacation photos, I'm saving a ton of time by posting them to my wall.
Ooh, I like that one.
It's so quick. It's just like my car insurance. I save 15% in just 15 minutes.
I saved more than that in half the time.
I unfriend you.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
15 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
She has like photos like stuck to her wall. Like,
is that not a Geico commercial? That's Esurance?
No, that was Esurance, yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's a funny commercial for Usually Geico is the one that has the...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, Esurance, I think, went out of business. But yeah, they had a funny commercial.
Not interesting at all, but when I worked in insurance in Dallas,
yeah,
Esurance started around the time that I was working. Like, the company actually became a thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the workers, the underwriters that were working with me, left my company and went to Esurance. So, because I think it started in Dallas.
Yeah, but you haven't, I mean, that was a long time ago.
It was
a long time ago. Yeah, you haven't worked in insurance for a really long time. That's the way I think I was trying to say.
It was 15 years ago.
Ian's drinking out of his fountain.
Oh, okay.
He's, we got him a little water fountain for the upstairs. Oh, interesting.
So Auntie Scott said, Southerners say insurance, the rest of us say insurance. Interesting. I've never thought of that, but I do say insurance.
I have no idea what I say. I probably say insurance because I'm from the South.
Florida hardly counts.
Let's not.
But
let's
not.
Let's not.
Okay. Will that offend you?
No, because you have this bullshit belief of, you know, that Florida is all... See? Even Auntie Scott. Florida is not the South. Okay, yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, Miami's not, and, you know, the big cities are not, but it's like the rural parts of Florida where I grew up, absolutely the South. My mom was from Memphis, Tennessee. My dad was from Sand Hill, Mississippi. I was brought up by Southern parents and a Southern family in the South.
By the way.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, I have my bona fides. I'm just saying, yes, where I grew up was a Southern town.
Okay. I don't know why it offends you so much. Like,
it doesn't offend me. It's just that
some people would like to not be associated with the South. So would be happy to not claim the South.
I mean, it's
frankly, my dear.
I don't like the cold. I love it when it's warm. So I am very much a Southerner.
But the South doesn't refer to south in the state you are, because Southwest is a total different thing.
I do not have anus hair because I use, I got an ad the other day for this.
You know, Auntie Scott, if we were to make fun of him about not living in a Southern state in black and white, he would just blow up. He would explode.
Why?
Because you don't like black and white.
Oh, that's true. I use this, I got this ad the other day for this, depilatory for your private parts, you know, so for like Nair for your balls and your ass.
Oh, no,
stuff.
No, I would not put
No,
Nair.
It's specifically made for that. And
it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying. That's why I made it. That is very loud.
I can't tell how loud it is for you. I don't have a lot. Was it just me? Like, Gary was really annoyed by the voices earlier.
Yeah.
Did you see? He's like, I'm just gonna have to leave.
Yeah.
I don't like those voices. I'm just gonna have to leave. Bye.
Bye.
It's like, it seems like he's getting crankier. Have you noticed that?
I mean...
I don't want to talk about people behind their back, but do we think he's gotten a little crankier?
No. I think he's the same amount of cranky that he's always been. Which is not much. He's not that cranky. He's not Auntie Scott.
He was always so nice, and it seems like he gets cranky.
Did you see the... No, you wouldn't because you weren't here. Let me find this for you. I ran into this the other day.
Fuzz gun?
That's just
what
like
is it?
A,
what does it do?
That's like a razor.
Is it a razor or is it like a one of those laser things or?
There, Adam, check that link out.
AI twinks. Oh, look, it's twitter.com/AI_twinks. Huh, twitter.com.
It's X, Adam.
The URL, Daniel, is twitter.com.
I don't care what the URL is. That's X.
You see how underneath it, it says Twitter in the thing that you pasted? You pasted that into the chat room and it literally says Twitter on it.
That's because it went and read the URL and then made that thumbnail and they're...
Some of these twinks look like they're not legal.
But they're not, none of them are real. I mean, they're all.
I know, but they look yeah. like, some of them look like they're, you know, what's, yeah, underage.
Yeah, hasn't that been like a story on some TV show or something? Like they, there was a, like somebody was arrested for some pedophile film that they had or whatever, but it was all computer generated. And so then the whole argument was, it's like, well, this was a computer generated, there was no child exploited. Right, they were watching a film of an animation of a computer animation. They weren't watching a real person be abused.
Yeah, that's an interesting. That's interesting. That's an interesting thought experiment. Is that okay because it's not a real person?
Yeah, like how do you like if you are in VR and you have a prostitute in VR, no one's actually being exploited. There's not a real person, right? It's like. That's an AI or a, you know, if it's a fake prostitute, then who's being exploited? Like you can't really have those arguments, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can see that, but
if your fantasy, let me just take this further. If your fantasy is to rape a woman and you can do that in VR on a fake person, whatever, is anyone harmed? It's just, you're just playing a video game. People play Grand Theft Auto all the time where they shoot people's heads off. It doesn't mean they're actually going to go out in public and shoot people's heads off. They're just, it's a video game, right?
I'm looking at your Perry the Platypus.
Yes.
And it keeps reminding me, I don't know if you know this, but they're doing a remake of that cartoon.
Phineas and Ferb. Yes. They're bringing it back. Yeah.
Yep.
It's not a remake. It's a continuation
or whatever. Is Auntie Scott going to do the same voices he did before?
I don't know. I do know that Dan Povenmire just got the Doofenshmirtz statue that they had in Germany at Epcot as part of the Perry the Platypus of Agent P's World Showcase thing, which has now been replaced by DuckTales. But yeah,
ooh.
They just sent him the Doofenshmirtz statue, and it's like, it's so fucking cool. All right, so Kathy Marshall, in this case, there was no, this was the thing that I was talking about was old enough that AI wasn't like a buzzword and it wasn't a thing. It was just, you know, computer generated children.
Life is like a hurricane.
It's very loud.
In duck birds.
Very loud.
Lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck
blood. Very still? Loud.
Still?
Yeah, way louder than you. Yeah, there you go.
Interesting.
What is interesting? Share with the class, Adam. What is interesting?
You shouldn't be hearing that because that's coming through the same channel you are, so I must not have you mixed.
Once tonight. Again. Many times don't have me mixed minus correctly.
But I think I do. I'll check. But
I mean, it doesn't matter in the podcast that goes out because we have local recordings of voices there, but it does matter in the live streaming stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
All right.
Or maybe you were hearing it through my microphone. Could be
the case.
You know
what? We've had this argument so many times.
Could be the case.
I tell you I hear an echo and I feel like I'm not mixed minus, and then you're like, "Guys, it could be through your headphones." And you're right, it could, because the gain on your mic is very high and your headphones are very loud.
They are. Yeah. I like to hear stuff. So.
Huh?
I like to hear stuff.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So did you feel any... we can't talk about the 10. Because I even if I can't recover that whole after show from the thing, I have to edit it.
Oh, right. Yeah. You don't want to do that. Oh, it's TB.
Yeah, TB say he moved in here. Yeah, he's
somewhere in Germany.
I think.
Yeah.
He Germany? Maybe he's the one that found the Doofenshmirtz statue.
Auf Deutschland? Is that right? Deutschland is German.
Deutschland, ja? Yes. Haben Sie einen Elefant? Ja, uns haben einen Elefant unter dem Bett.
Mein Name ist, I think it's how you say my name is, Adam.
Guten Tag. Guten Morgen.
Do they say ciao? I know how to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Look at that.
And I think it's 1, 10, 3.
We should go on the Amazing Race because we'd be great in Germany. Let's go on there because we could count and I could ask someone if they have an elephant. It's great. We got it.
Because I mean, how many times are you out needing an elephant?
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to go and.
I can ask for matches. Haben Sie ein Feuer?
I will tell you something. If we go on Amazing Race, and you probably can too.
Yeah.
But the one skill that I have.
Yes.
That I think would be super valuable on Amazing Race. And no one that goes on Amazing Race seems to have this skill.
Yes.
Is I drive a stick.
Oh, I can drive a stick. Yeah.
And most, and they always give them standards. Yeah. They always give them stick. And these people cannot, and I can. Yeah. That's all I've ever driven, in fact.
Now, in fairness.
All of my cars have always been stick shift.
In fairness, out of the one or two cars that they show people struggling with, there's another seven teams that they don't show you because those people know how to drive stick.
They always show the people who are struggling.
There's just, the people that aren't struggling is not an interesting shot, right? So
I think it would give me a little bit of a leg up over some of the teams. I mean, I've been doing it. I've been driving a stick my whole life. I mean, yeah, I have, but.
I remember the exact phrases out of my German book, but can't remember any syntax. Oh, syntax. I have to pay that all the time. He was making a joke about syntax.
That's a very cerebral.
Which is a syntax is actually a homonym for syntax. And did you get that? Did you get that? And then Kathy Marshall said she's exempt from this is riveting. Did you listen to the episode? Adam will never listen to this episode.
Did I listen to it?
Yeah.
No. which one was that? Who was your co-host?
Archer.
No, I haven't listened to it. I listened to the one with Auntie Scott.
Okay.
I did listen to that one, I have not listened to the one with Archer. Or Zach yet.
Oh, yet? Oh, you still going to go back and listen to me?
I might. Yeah.
No.
Sometime when I'm out of stuff to listen to.
That was the show that we had gotten finished with the news game. And for some reason in my head, I thought the show was over. And so I told Archer, I stopped recording. And I told Archer, it's like, you can stop recording. He was like, wait, the show's not over. And I'm like, what?
That is ridiculous. That was maybe 10 was too much. That's all I'm saying. Like, you're like, what? We're still doing the show?
Well, the worst part is then I didn't have a recording of it. And so I had to have Archer's recording of that. So it switches, you know, the mid, because I was trying to explain to him how to send me just that one track that I wanted. And he like sent me the stereo mix from his whole thing. So I just had to basically use his stereo mix, which meant I couldn't individually EQ things. So it got weird. Anyway, I did not have had, it was evident that Daniel had had a few milligrams to me. Yes. But you know what? Here's the thing. You can take 10 milligrams on a Tuesday and it will behave one way, and then you take 10 milligrams on a Wednesday and it behaves completely differently. It's not an exact science. It really,
well, it depends on how much Jack Daniels you've also had with it and vaping.
Yeah. And how much you ate and what you ate and how it's affecting your digestion and, you know, all of that stuff. Because as we established earlier, Adam, it's just a tube. Your entire digestive system is a tube, and it's got to be absorbed into your system somehow.
I'm just a bill on a hill.
No, I'm just a bill. I'm only a bill sitting here on Capitol Hill. Isn't that?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Something.
Schoolhouse Rock. Schoolhouse Rock Bill. Yeah.
Woo. You sure got to climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
I don't know who that is. Oh, it says right here, sung by Jack Sheldon. I don't know who that is, but I was just thinking here, going like, yeah, if there was a modern remake of that, that would be Lin-Manuel Miranda, because it has that same kind of tone to his voice as Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Mm. Maybe. So anyway, I think we were talking about what I was going to do this weekend, but anyway, yes, we're doing nothing. We are doing nothing. We'll probably play some Pokemon. We'll go to that restaurant that has the vegan sounding menu. Oh,
well, you did talk about what we were doing this, but you read me the whole fucking menu.
Yeah, that's true.
It was just like, I know every ingredient now that they use. Where are we going to go when we come and visit?
Well, I mean, maybe this is a trial run.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I need a place that has more meat than that. I need a place that has like cows.
You
want
to go to Ruth's Chris?
I mean, it's a chain, but
I
like Ruth's Chris.
River Grill has good steak, I think.
I like Ruth's Chris. Ruth's Chris. I like that. I don't know. The
say
place
that
we
five times fast.
The place we ate last time was fine.
Oh, Theo's.
Even the breakfast place was fine. I know I said that I don't normally eat breakfast, but it's fine. I love a pancake or a waffle.
After the mimosa incident, I don't know if I can go back there.
Oh, because
the peach whatever, right. And it was not totally wasn't.
I was, you know, I've mentioned numerous times that we're rewatching. Well, I'm rewatching The Good Wife. Zach is watching it for the first time. In the seventh season, Alicia makes her own margaritas.
Yeah.
She literally just pours tequila over the ice and puts a squirt of lemon in it, and she calls them tequila. I mean, calls them margaritas. I'm like, there's a whole bunch of missing ingredients there.
Why doesn't, I'm sure you've told me this before, but does Zach only watch one television show per day? Or does he only, or can he only watch one episode of a show at a time?
I mean, there are times that we'll watch more than one episode if it's, you know, like near the end or if it's the end.
Binging
of the
is so much fun.
I mean, I agree.
Like, start on a, you know, Saturday morning and you're still binging the same show, like 3 in the morning or something.
I just realized today that there's a whole third season of Love, Victor that I never watched. And it's like, oh, it's on Disney Plus. I need to watch that. So. It's like, Zach doesn't watch that show, so I can binge it. You're both partners. I disagree with that assessment. I mean, people have quirks, and it's fine. He doesn't prevent me from watching shows that I want to watch. He's just on the shows that we watch together. I can either binge it and then rewatch it with him, at his speed, or I can just wait and watch it at his speed. So it's a compromise, right? When you're in a partnership, you have to compromise on something.
Yeah.
Did you watch the latest Spider-Man?
Yes.
The animated one,
Yep.
I
don't remember much about it. I liked it.
So fucking trippy. It was like I was trying to follow it. Because I was watching it the weekend that Zach was at his last concert, and I was, you know, kind of high, and I was like, I was not following it at all. I'm just like, I just chalked it up to, oh, okay, I was just too high to follow it. So I have started rewatching it while not being high.
Yeah.
I still have no idea. It's like, this is like,
I followed it fine.
Trippy. It's very
I followed it. But yeah, they really they're really leaning into whatever that style is. I don't know, but yeah, we enjoyed it. We went to a movie theater, Daniel. I don't know.
I do not go to movie theaters.
It is a building where they have a lot of seats. They have a big gigantic screen
and a bunch of loud
a
sound system where they have the bass cranked too high and so it distorts because they're trying to rumble the seats instead of actually have clear sound.
Back in my day, we used to have to walk up the hill both ways.
You know what? I like sitting on my Ethan Allen couch watching my TV with my remote in my hand and Just
one hand down your pants. That's right. The other one scratching your butt.
Yep. That's what I do. And just sit there. And if I need to pee, I just pause it and go pee. If I need to go get something to eat, I just pause it and go get something to eat. Like, and if I miss something, I'll just go back. We can pause it and have a discussion about a piece of it right in the middle of the movie without ruining it for anyone. And yeah, I feel like it's just a superior way of watching a movie.
I see.
Whoever said that movies should be consumed in groups is, they're just wrong. I mean, I feel like movies are intensely personal. Like, like at the end of the movie, when I'm crying, I look around, nobody else is crying. So it's like, clearly this moved me in a way that it didn't move other people. So we all have different experiences.
You could watch a tuna commercial and cry.
But he got tricked into getting on the hook. It wasn't fair. Poor tuna. Remember Charlie? Like, Charlie wanted to be caught. Like, Charlie wanted to commit suicide to become a star-kissed tuna. Like, he was willing to die to be a star-kissed tuna. And they were like, no, you're not good enough to be a star-kissed tuna. We're not going to catch you. It's just like, when you really think about it, it's like what Charlie was trying to do to be, AKA become a star-kissed tuna.
Was there some shroomage in that gummy you had tonight? Now you're like hallucinating Charlie stories about Charlie's life.
Do you not remember the Sorry Charlie commercials?
Was there a soap opera?
No, these are a commercial. Oh. This is star-kissed tuna. Had a mascot named Charlie.
I thought you were just dreaming that up. No. Like that was off the cuff. No, I remember Charlie. I mean,
Sorry,
because
Charlie.
That's like the,
only
that's
the best
logo
tuna
on the can.
Right. Sorry, Charlie. Only the best tuna becomes star-kissed tuna. But the point is that Charlie was trying to become a dead tuna. He was like, kill me and make me tuna. And you're like, oh, sorry.
Charlie, you know a Hollywood star?
Yeah.
Who?
Him.
I say Charles, sweetheart.
Come on. I knew you when you wore braces.
Movie.
I'm with a celebrity, Starkiss. How's that for good taste?
Chucky, Starkiss doesn't want tunas with good taste.
Starkiss wants tunas that taste good.
Sorry, Charlie. Only good-tasting tuna get to be Starkiss. Good-tasting 100% tuna filet.
Huh. Okay. Auntie Scott, you said originally voiced by Herschel Bernardi. Was that Charlie or was he the announcer? Which voice?
Sorry, Charlie.
Okay. Huh. Yeah. So this was a whole thing. You know, when Charlie was trying to be a tuna, you know, a star-kissed tuna, but they didn't want him.
I see. Yeah. There's another one, even older looking.
Oh, yeah. He's been around for a while. He was back in black and white, although I wouldn't watch it.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, what's with the dark glasses? I never seen a tuna in dark glasses.
You don't see tunas with cigars every day either.
Oh, come on. What's with the shades?
I'm going up to the Cyphers for a look around. Like, the sun hides my eyes, you know?
Ooh, what's up there?
A star-kissed tuna scout.
A star-kissed tuna scout? Hey, how about if I go along?
Forget it, kid. You'll never even notice you.
Why not?
You'd never make the weight. Besides, it ain't what you are, it's who you know that counts. You gotta have connections.
You got connections?
My brother-in-law. Star-kissed.
These were really long commercials.
I'm sure you put in a weight.
Yes.
Yeah, what'd I tell you? They sent for me. All right, cut
the whole cartoon, basically.
Sorry, Charlie. Only the best tuna get to be.
Yeah, they would do.
That was 1968.
Yeah, they would do this whole, because it was a holdover from radio where there would be a sponsor for a whole show and they would get to do like a big spot. Like they didn't do constant interruptions. They just did like one big ad in the middle of the show.
Do they still do Sorry Charlie to this day?
That's a question for Google. Or just go to starkissed.com. Starkissed.com. He's still their
Hey, Starkist, I'm putting my heart into it.
Sorry, Charlie. Starkist doesn't want tuna with heart. They want tuna that's good for the heart. Starkist Tuna and Salmon Creations give your heart the protein and omega-3s it needs.
Get heart smart. Get Starkist.
Still very loud.
I don't know why it's so loud for you. It's not loud in my ears.
I know. I get the same thing. Like when I'm on conference calls at work, and I play something, they're like, "That's really loud." And it's like I have to have the volume down to around like 3 or something on those channels.
Yeah. So it's something. I don't know. I can't. Yeah, I'll have to figure it out. I can't turn it down because it's the same. Like I said, it's the same channel you're on. Oh, and if I turn it down, so no one will hear you on the stream. I won't be able to hear you if I turn it down.
I mean, I'm
sorry,
done.
Charlie.
I am tired. I am done. I would like to go to bed.
You can.
Thanks, everyone.
Also, Auntie Scott said he would like to participate in the skit.
Oh, okay. Where did he say that?
I think that was in lieu of emailing you. He said it in the chat room.
Well, I'm looking. I don't see that.
A long time ago when you were talking about it.
A long time ago when I was talking about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Auntie Scott and...
Ricky
and myself and whoever else emails us.
You can ask me if you'd like.
I don't know. I was thinking about doing a musical. I know you hate musicals.
Oh, I don't want to sing. So if you're doing it, I'm not going to sing.
A musical.
Okay. Well, there you go.
All right. Good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room.
We'll be here next week. Yes, we're here next week, right?
Yep.
So, see you guys next week. Good night.
Good night.
We are off the street.